Callum, good way to end 2023.
Yeah, reflect on that first over a calendar year where we've had a really good points return, probably among the highest the club have had for the last 9 years or so. In a calendar year, didn't have the promotion that we wanted as part of the playoff campaign in May, but I'm really, really pleased with the strides the football club have taken forward. Care immensely about how the football club does, our players are the same, and it was important that to finally have a home game on Boxing Day for the first time in however long, and we're able to mark it with 3 points. So very, very pleased with that, sort of across the board. Disappointed with Saturday's result. But yeah, certainly a good way to end the calendar year today, yeah, for sure.
And it was a good 2-0 win, I mean, as such. I mean, you were full value for that 2-0, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought we played well. I thought we started really well. I thought, I can't believe we've only scored 2 goals. And we played a very, very good team there with a very good manager, a lot of experience, a side that have been knocking on the door being promoted to this division year after year, and quite rightly are in this division and will be here to stay. Been really impressed with them since the start of the season. And we know that on New Year's Day, we'll have another good ding-dong of a game. And I think it'll be a slightly different game. You always want us to be better. Look, the challenge we've had in the halfway point of the season, to have 39 points from the 23 games we've had, to have done it with the injuries that we've had to centre forward, some of the challenges, the hurdles, to have done it off the back of a difficult end to last season, and at times this place can be covered in negativity, and I think it's a very different club than a lot at this level to manage, because you have to try and manage that and not let it affect the football team. I will rank the 23 games and the points returned with the challenges we've had as among a real achievement from this group of players. Doesn't sound like a lot if you know, if you've been in the changing room, if you're here every week and you see the unavailability of players, the injuries and what we've had to go through. What I think you've started to see, because it's been unbelievable at home now. I mean, I can't believe the reception we got at full-time today. I said that from the supporters towards the players, of what they've done is, it's that 6 wins in 7, 7 wins in 8, something like that at home. We've improved at home. We were disappointing last time out at home in terms of a result, and the world ended, didn't it? The world did end. But we've bounced back really, really well from that. You look at the second half of the season and what today showed, you saw some shoots coming through of players being back fit, players hitting some form, players that have had to overplay, some options, a really strong bench, and it'll get stronger with a couple more names in forward areas. That's what I think you saw today. And fundamentally, it was the same. We should win at Blyth if we take our chances. It's just getting those forward players out on the pitch, playing together a little bit more often. But yeah, got to be pleased today.
Great first goal from Dec Weeks, but I mean, it was Cole Hall's goal, wasn't it? I mean, he was the orchestrator.
You have articulated exactly what I've just been trying to say, and it isn't right and it isn't fair, and all managers, all clubs get injuries, all managers complain about them. I complain about them when we don't win. The point I've been trying to make for the last 8 to 10 weeks is that for us it's just been positional. So we had fullback issues earlier in the season, recently it's been centre forward. What club at any level of football in England can lose four centre forwards and be as competitive as we have? At no level, it doesn't matter whether it's the National League North or the Premier League, four centre forwards that walk into most teams, and that's Cole Hall, that's Charlie Caton, Adam Thomas and Tom Pearce. If you talk to any manager, they talk about the respect you put on those players that have been important players for us. We're getting them back, and like you say, Cole has a massive part in the first goal, Charlie scores the second goal, we'll get Tom Pearce back as January goes on, we'll get Adam Thomas back at some point as well, and we will look like a different attacking proposition. Now, as much as you can only put 2 of them on the pitch, 3 of them on the pitch, or should we have that argument, 2 up front, 1 up front, 3 up front, 4 up front, play with 12, whatever it might be, we have to find a way to get the best out of our group, and it's been really challenging. And what I'm massively congratulating the players on is the points return they've put on in amongst that difficult spell of a build-up of games with all these players missing in key positions. And like you say, I thought Cole is someone I think a lot of, massively important player, different profile to a lot of our forwards, but equally to be able to bring Charlie Caton on, we had Christian Norton in the squad today, and when we get through the two back, I think we'll look more like what we want us to be at the start of the season. And I'll keep repeating the point, and I'll do it to death, that is why the players have done so well in this first half of the campaign.
Your thoughts, your hopes and your wishes for 2024?
We've raised expectations at the football club. You know what? The players have raised expectations at the football club. This was a club that 2 Christmases ago, going away to Telford, wouldn't know where we were in the league. It can be difficult being a Chester supporter. I think the last couple of years, it's a club that wants to get promoted out of this division. And we've seen 7th place finishes in a playoff campaign, 9th place finishes before that, 16th place finishes. It's a massive football club, the biggest in the division, in my opinion, along with Scunthorpe. An unbelievably passionate fan base who I thought were magnificent today, those in the ground. I hope that the crowd restrictions are lifted and we're able to get some bigger crowds back in here, because I think it has an impact on games like today. Felt like a proper football game today. Warrington played the part in that with a really good away following. I hope that there's an understanding of, despite the size of the club, despite the size of the fan base, the passion of the fan base, the supporter own model, everything that comes a part of it, that doesn't win us any points. It can play a part and it can contribute. No matter how upward the trajectory is, there'll be bumps in the road. We'll jump some fences, but we'll clip some on the way around.
It's life, that's football.
We'll encounter some heavy ground, and what you've got is a group of players that are doing everything, everything, and are delivering. And as much as we always want more and we want to be better, we've done so well at home. Where have we got to improve? Simple, it's the games against the bottom eight teams in the league. But we have no divine right to get promoted. We aren't in the conversation at the top of the league. And all I would want in 2024 is a belief that we can achieve our aims and that promotion that we all want, but a realism attached to it's not always a straight road, is it, to success. Really proud of the players. What you will see now is some work ahead of what's going to be a tough New Year's Day game. I want 2024, be honest with you, Neil, to be the year the football club get promoted. But like I say, that won't be easy. That requires a very good football team that we've got. It requires a football club that believes we can do it. This club does. The supporters behind it. Absolute unity. Let's see what it brings, eh?
Callum, good luck for next year.
Thanks, mate.